this week. The next few weeks will be devoted to the limud of the core sigis of us in the yeshiva belt. is called Pesach Pesuach, and it has implications shas-wide because it goes into the core issues of Ne'amanus, of Chazaka, and Reiv. So the Shaila here, the main Shaila we're going to discuss this week is the Ne'amanus of a Baal to be mafsid the ksuba, which is his monetary obligation. Why is he neman to be mafsid the ksuba? So the Gemara on Daf Yud has the following. Well, this Rabbi said, I'm pausing here, because I'm just checking to see if I have anybody to do screen sharing. I don't see it yet. So if there isn't, I'm going to have to adjust accordingly. The Gemara says, as I Omrav Nachum Shmuel, Shom Rashom Ralazar, Chacham Tikulam Lebnais Yisrael Lepsula Masayim, Ul Amon Amona, Behem He'eminu, Shem Omar Pesach, Petzuach Matzasi, Ne'amon. Kim Kane. Maya Ilu Chachamim B'Tekan Nasam. Where it says the entire Sidra seems to be a little bit of Stira Menayim Bay. Rav Jeff, can you pause the recording for a second? Is that possible?
I'm not sure if I have control over that.
Can you?
I'd have to log in. Let me see if I can do it. Might take a minute.
We're pausing for a while. We'll get everything straightened out. Give me set this for a second. So the Shaila is the following. It seems to be a contradiction in the purpose of what Chazal were mitaking. Why? Because L'chaira, they were Ne'amon, they were that if a person tainis Pesach Petzuach, they're Ne'amon, and he doesn't have to pay the Ksuba. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, what did we accomplish by having at the cut of a Ksuba? So the Gemara tells Zavek, one of the core chazakais in the sugya, which is ein adam tereach besuda umafsida, which means that there is a chazaka. So this chazaka is a behavioral chazaka. A person doesn't go to the, I'm using the word bother, and obviously in the Talmudic sense, to the entire bother of creating a chasana, getting married, creating a chasana, and then willingly be mafsed it by tining Pesach Pesuach if it is not accurate. So this is the first example of the combination of the taida of the Baal, Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, therefore she does not deserve the ksuba of a besula, and the chazaka which is attached to it. Ask the Rishaydin, L'chayr from the sugya is Mivuyer, that Midai Reis, and Medin Taira, there's no svar to be leave the Baal. Why should? We believe that she was a Ba'ula and not a Psula. The only reason we believe him is because he's Nemon, because Ksuba Mida is really only Midrabanan, And therefore, it's sort of like a heim, tiknu beheim aminu. They were metakin as a inherent, integral part of the takana, that in such a case, that if there is such a case, that there is a reisa, and he claims that she is, in fact, not a psula, that inherent in that takana is that she, he will be believed, because ain't Adam terach besuda mafsida. This is kibshutai. The pshat nesugia. Come along the Rishonim, the Ritva, and others, and they ask, why is the Baal not Naaman midai raisa totally? Why? As we all know, when it comes to sveikais in mamon, the Baal is a mugzik. The money for the ksuba is in his account. Yes, it's meshubit, has a lien on it, but the money is lamaisa in his account. And the isha is the tayenes. She's the one who wants to be maitzi mamon. As we all know, the halacha kalatera kol is ha maitzi mechaveray olav haraya. So why should it not be inherent in the sugya that the isha is not a neman, because she would have to bring a raya that she was in fact a besula. This is the kasha of Rabbi Seinu Harishainim. Mekoira is in the Ramban, and then followed several days later by the Ritva. We're going to do it a little bit out of sequence, because the Ritva says it in precision here, brought here on page 30. Chazaka ein adam tereach besudo mafsida. Pirish. V'dafke mahay taima. The only reason is this chazaka. Halav hay taima. If not for that, afagaf to messiah le chazaka de mimayna. Kim derive nashim besulis nisais. So the Ritva introduces problem number one. There's no sugya here that doesn't have offsetting chazakas. So while it's true that ein adam tereach besuda umafsida, against that we have a chazaka slash reif. What's that? A cheskas mamay, that the lady has a taita, which is, she'll say statistically, al pi reif, reif nashim besulis nisais. Reif nashim who get married are in fact besulis at the top of this, at the time of the suyin. So the Ritva stands back here at a macro klal number one. There is something called cheskas mamon, which is kol mi shahu tachas yadei shel adam. He is the mukzik. That is cheskas mamon. If you want to be mitzi mamon from somebody, I might see mechaver l'arayah. Go to the first mission in Bamitzia. You go out to a person on the street and you take off his talis. You can't do that. The money is in the reshus of the person who owns the talis. You have to be mitzi mechaber elav araya. Offsetting that is something called a cheskas haguf. A cheskas haguf, a very complicated concept. But the bottom line is that we assume that something is the way it is. And this is based on various different modalities. Interestingly enough, this chazaka de gufa is based on a rive that nashim are nisais besulois, and therefore her guf was not a pesach besuach. Her guf was a pesach no, because she was a psula. And this type of chazaka, a cheskas haguf, trumps a cheskas mamay. Why is that? We're going to have to learn that over the next month. But the yesod here is, let's put the marker down, as Ritva says, that a cheskas haguf trumps a cheskas mamon. Says the Ritva, but here, the playing field is not level. Aval hashta de messiah le trei chazaka, chazaka de memoina, which is, he has the cash in his account, the $200 in his account. We are not in a situation where the ksuba money is escrowed. It's in his account, and therefore he's a mukzik on it, a cheskas mamon. Plus, he has another behavioral chazaka, and that is einam tereach besuda mafsida. In such a case, ihu neman, because he has two chazakais, which are ein adam and Cheskas Mamay versus her one Chazaka, which is the Cheskas Aguf, built on a Rav. Atkan Divrei HaRitva, which opens up the major line of reasoning in the Sugya. Adds the Ritva, Dafka Li'ika Ksuba, this only goes for the 200 Owls. Taisvis Einen Nema. Okay, and then Ritva goes on to discuss questions of Maya Ksuba. Kadmai Rabbeinu Ramban, the Koshali, says Ramban, Kimna Kimna Lahai Dishmul Bidlai Tani Ihi, Inami Bibari Ubari, Pshiti Di Yumehman. This is issues that we're going to be discussing, as I said, as we unfold the sugis in the next couple of Mishnas in the dialogue between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel. I feel this here along Gamma Ksumatish Minatara, Shali Kasula, Elam Nasla Kainsa, Yimse Besula, Kivinchkin, Alalal, Hair Rayash, and Eskayim and Tanai. Altamanda Mafk started at Nile, Mila Kim Tanach, Mishtar, Vachavas, and Dini, got to prove it. Umatama Tom, Homer, Hey, Meminu, the Almi, the Raisalay, Mehemet. Ramban makes the same duke. I'm on page 31. The Ramban, this is the Ritva. There you go, on the left side. The Ramban makes the same diuk that if it would have been Dairaisa, then this wouldn't apply. Okay. Ask the Ramban, am I lay? Vikla Memar. Here's the Ramban Svara, which is where the Ritva is Samech, his Lamdas on. Nikola Memer, Ki Yitzchak Chai Taim Hani Mili Bari Bari, Gondamra Psula, Shalema Nevalti. She's a Bari. I was a Psula. She knows that. The Medina, Iyu Memna. He should be Mehemet in such a case. Why? Because the Lady Day, he has a Taina too. Shemahita, I like Kimle Shapper. So therefore, we already learned earlier, Baki Batia and Daf Hey. So there was a way that Shitaka was a psula, and there was no dam, maybe. He could have said, I was psula, but I became a mukasaitz, which is equivalent to a psula, even if she now has a pesach psuach. Ilkach, he mehemna, medina, elashem nemnu, says the Ramban, true, mikra din, she should be neman, because she has a good taina. Came along Chazal, and Chazal said, Haim ha'minu to the person, to the guy, to the man, because in Adam Tereach, Haim ha'minu, integral, as we said earlier, integral in the Takana, the Ksuba, is that he is Nema. But why is that? Says Ramban, Yeshleimar. You see in note 56, some people are glorious. Inami, separate territory. Stacha kibben the rav nashim besulas nisais. Vekinami chazaka de gufa. Hailchen acharav acha chazaka. Normally, you should go bust the rav in the chazaka. And therefore, in these cases, she should win. Because rav nashim besulas nisais. And you have a cheska saguf. Vachit mit mishalmi. Ella. The site for Yerushalmi, there is such a thing as a chazaka de gufa. In this case, Rabbanan hamnu hayva kama bari li. So, the Rabbi Seinu Shabbos Farad, the Ramban that you're looking at, the Rajba and the Ritva, all by and the Ra'ah, all by us this svara on this mahalach, and the Rajba understood in the Ramban there are two separate terutzim. If you look in note 58. He brings the Rajba, shame the Ramban. The Rajba heard directly from the Ramban. It was his Talmud Bovik. The Ra'ah was a member of that Beis Medrash. The Rebbe, the Ritva, says the Iker is Kuteret Sasheini. Other Rishonim say the same thing. And then he says, V'chein kasa ritma b'li l'sh ikshah kushy. V'ayim b'ranch teretz v'ayfanachem atayim enem te'benem kala. It's here different teretz. Akan, the first teretz in the Rishonim. So the Ritva asks Akasha, why is that Neman? The Chayr is the Mukzik. The Ramban adds to this Kasha, the Chayr is the Isha should be required to bring a Raya. She's a Psula because the Ksuba was written on the Tanai that she's a Psula. The Chayr should be like any Shtar that was created with a Tanai. This is the first part of the Ramban. that it's mutl and taveya to bring a raya. She's in this kind of Tanai. So the Ramban answers either one or two terutzim, depending how the Rishonim understand the lesson of the Ramban. As you saw, the Rambam says two terutzim, others say one. So Ramban says, since midaraisa the isha is neman to taina, she's a psula, and to be mighty mamain from the Baal, because the tainus the isha is greater than tainus of the Baal for two reasons. Taina one, that says Ramban, the isha is a bari. She knew exactly what's happening. The Baal cannot ever in this Matthias be a Bari because he's not Bucky. And maybe he's making a mistake. And maybe a Teal is in the picture here. So therefore, Isha in such a case can be Bari what her personal status was. But the man can never be a Bari. Second Teret says the Ramban. I leave the Havanas Rabbeinu Arajba is that the Isha has a migui. She could have said she's mukas eitz ani tachtecha, and therefore she would be neva. This is the basic approach that the Rishonim bring, the Ritva, and the two terutzim in the Ramban, Huva, Rajba. As you saw in the note, the other Rishonim have slightly different ba'alchem. Around the Rabbeinu Kreshkash. So you're going to hear that name, Rabbeinu Kreshkash, who's Sfarish Rishon, who's Kazavian, was published, excuse me, about 50 years ago. The Marit, one of the Gedalei Achrayim, has a different mahalach. It's based on the second Teretz, where it says that Isha does not have to bring a raya tonight with the Skayim. That she's a psula. Why? Because the Taiveya, in this case, the Baal, has to bring a raya that Tanai was Mekuyim. It's dafka only and a Tanai which requires a pu'ula. What was the Rabban's site? Rabban's site is you gotta bring a raya that Tanai was Mekuyim. That's not true as a general statement because there is a major exception. A Tanai which is Miskayim by itself, Mishev al Taisa. The Taveya does not have to bring a raya. That's the Yisrael of Marit. What's the application here? So the Marit says the application here is that the Tanai, that the Isha in Psula is Miskai Misha Baal Taisa. She just do nothing. Therefore, if the Baal Taisa, she's not a Psula, and the Tanai that he went into it is not Mekuyim, the Isha does not have to bring the Tanai. The requirement for validating the Tanai switches to the Baal. And therefore, if the Baal can bring a Raya, good. If he can't bring a Raya, he is not Ne'eman. What's the Yisayin of this Chilik between Kiyama Tanai and Cheval Taisa? We'll see in a second. Let's first see the Marit inside. The Lashon of the Rebbeinu Marit, as you can see, is Baal Kushyos Shel HaRamban. Yesh Li Ratarit. It's not across the board. This is a Stama Kimta. This is Shtal Dan Chazaka. Avraim Nashon Mesulais. And Abola Yitzia Mechazak Azu. Olav Lahavi Raya. Kol Shkei Chekvar Neschai Meshas Eresin. Ubo Achshav Lipater B'tanah Shalei Matzah Petzula. There it is that. This is the Yisayin of the Sheshmait. So the Achrayim deal with this Yisayin in various ways. It's brought in the Sma in Siman Reish Mem Hei that the Stama, in such a case, we are Ukma, that the Dover is Nishar the way it was earlier, and the person who's Taye, that something's changed, he has to bring a Raya that the Taye was not Mekuyim, and therefore the onus of bringing the Raya switches in such a case to the Baal, and this is the way they handle the problem that the Ramban brings up with the Taye. These are two terutz. The third terutz is Abavustiftikel of Abedu Akatzais in Sefer Shem Schweitzer. Sefer Shem Shmaitza, Shmaitza Beis, is devoted to the sugis of Pesach Pesuach v'di'imei. And in Shmaitza Beis, Perik Yud, Rabbeinu Akzais takes us through the sugya Kedarkai B'Akhoidesh with Abkus and Beriris. Let me tell you what he says outside. B'kitzer, and then we'll see as much of this Akzais as we can see inside. And I'll see if we can figure out a way to squeeze in a whistle. Shiva Dika Achreida Dika Svara. So the Schmeitzer says that there is a general principle in Shas, in Hilchais Chazakais. It's Nilmad in various places, in the Sugyas and Hamadir, where the Mikdash Nimtzim, Nimdan V'Nimtzim Chaser, and the Sugyas in other places, that the Metzias is that Kan Nimtza Kan Hoya. Wherever something was, that is what we say is. Meaning that if something was Muzik Etzlenu to be in a certain way, and we'll see there are numerous applications, and then a suffix was Nailet, we assume that the Shinui was done in that place. That place could either be a physical place or a halachic place. In that place where the suffix was nailat. As we'll see in the Ktzaisis Lashon, in the Shmaitzis Lashon, we'll see where this comes from in the application to the Ramban. Says the Shmaitz, therefore, in our Sugya Naf Yud, if we are mumzit that the Isha is a Besula, and the race is on this, which was Nailand, after the suffix came Lershus Baila, we are Magzik that it was done, that she was Ba'ula when she was in Lershus of the Baal. Why? Kan Nimtza. The suffix was created. The suffix was Ayla on the table. The suffix was Nisbarer that it exists. Only when she became in his rishus, and that earlier than that, and therefore, if the Baal is tiding that she was a Ba'ula before that, all of Lahavi Raya. Because otherwise, we have a very powerful chazaka called Kadim Tzakanhaya. Now, Rabbi Said, the problem with these sugyas is that the Rabbi Said and Rishayim are trying to keep on bringing up chazakas that you're not yet familiar with. But that's the avodah here, is to familiarize yourself with these sugis. Let's take a look at the Shmaitza and see how far we can get. Gar Sida B'Ksubis, says Rabbeinu Shmaitza, Broiler on page 33. Ask the Gemara, Ma'ilachamet Kanasam, Amarava, Chazaka, Eid, Adam, Tereach, Besuda, Mafsida. The Shmaitzim then brings the Kasha of the Ramban. The Gabim Ksuba de Raisa, Lamalay Namon. Why does the Gemara say it's only because Ksuba de Ramban? And Hey, Tiknu, Hey, Mimidu, Shmid Namon in any case. Although Mata Manda Makushtar, but today I realize little Kayim Tanacha. Shabbat shows up with a star. Embedded in the star is a major Tanai. We need to know a Birur that Tanai was Makuyim. Vachinami Kivinchu Aimish Matsa Ba'ula, since he has a Taina at Pesach Matsuach Matsasi, why should he not be Namon even without a Taima Editruch Masuda Basida? After all, it was a Tanai here that she should be a Basula. We let her prove that she was a Basula. This is the Kasha of the Ramban, and this is what we need to forever and how to explain it. So the Ktais then brings the Lashon of the Taisvis, the Ramasko Chazacha, Tema Midi, Kayim, Klimashav, and Zella, Hilkach, given the Mafsida, Nebu, Mada, Makaman, Katsukhaz, and he goes through some of the Sugis later. And Tosis Kasha is a Mayim Mehem. That's Kasha number one. According to the Ma'adam Yeshua Ksuba, why is he a Mehem? The Tosis says another Kasha is Mashma Ksuba and Rabbanon. So, says it excitedly. Asher calls said, Dah. I said, I could only try hard in the next 11 or 12 minutes to take the relevant passages here out of the Shemaitza. It would be so nice, so beautiful. All the Leibniz would take on, as was the meaning in many yeshivas, both in Litta and even in Ungar and the yeshivas Gedolos. But if you're learning some of the stuff, learn the God Shemaitza. If you can't learn all the Shemaitza, at least learn those Shemaitzes, the two of them, three of them that are together to the Sugis in Ksuba of Chazaka, Migui and Raiv, which are the heart of Tayyid Vinit, says the Shemaitza, V'yashva Kloz Zedda, the Kosovo Rosh Varad, the members of Nachman Dair Pesach Mitzvah, and now Meir Meshetekes. I'm a Chishtai V'ayr Mesula, you see. So the counter title here is nothing. She takes us. She says nothing. Or she denies it. She says, no, I was a psula. If she's minded that she was a b'ula, but she tied as the b'ula only came out after the erisin, which means too bad, you're out of luck and you got to pay. Why? We need to know why. She has a b'ula. In such a case, it's a bari and a bari. Because obviously, if she's tied as the Mishra is studying, how could he know that? She's only a bari and Sheva. But if there is a Shaitekas with not a bari and Sheva, both of them are bari because she's saying nothing. So we impute to her a bari and a bari. In such a case, that's not Neva. What about the fact that she should be never armor still easy? That's the central kasha in the sugya that she had. She could have said that she was studying nasty, and therefore she's never because true she's a ba'ula, but she was a ba'ula after the erisin. That says this is a migul haitzi, which is a whole other sugya, and a migul haitzi layarina, the rat has a different approach. It's a migul makum chazak. Says the Ktais, but I want to apply a different sugya called Kan Nimtza Kan Haya. Ekele Medak. Vimashamur Mishas Tachol Mishanel Sam Gushusi Al Maraya. That the requirement to bring a raya is on those person where there was Nailin the Suffolk Mishusai, Ubatamach Nimtza Strafa. Tarachala Kech Levi Raya. Etc. In such a case, says the Ktsais, we are handling here with this application of Kan Nimtza Kan Haya, says the Ktsais, and the Svar is applied here on page 34, Ubishai Tekes, Machishtai, Lekatap, on the top right, Lekatitis, Bari Mishaba. Why? Because we said when she's Shaitekes, Machishtai, it's a Bari and Bari. She says no, and he says yes. So it's a Bari and Bari. Avam Shamha Klala says the Ktsais, we have this third principle, which is that. There is Kol Mi Shnayla Suffik Meshusai Olam Lehevi Raya. This principle, says the Ktsais, should be applicable here. HaKlal the Kol Mi Shnayla Suffik Meshusai the Nadu Direktin HaKlal the Kol Mi Shnayla Suffik Meshusai Olam Raya. V'afagav Di Leitana. So the Ktsais asks the Kasha. It's true, but she never made this Taina. Doesn't matter. Anan Nema, there should be such a case of Tanina. Anan Nema Hachina Tachtav Zinsa. Let's say, in fact, why don't we Taina for her? the Baal, that in fact he was Mizana Tachtov and was not Mishur is Tani Rasti. And I will say that it happened another time. Ein Machzik Mershus Roshus. Ve'ein Lemri Leisa Tachtov Zitza Isa Te'enes Nakvar Kosva. Tysus and Tysus goes on to say this time it wouldn't work. What's the inside here on my side? The inside here is Santa Tys that we have to deal with what seems to be a despotic requirement. It's called me, Shanaylan, a Suffolk, Meshusai, Olav Lahavi, Raya. And we are looking at a case where the Suffolk was Nailan, Meshus, Abal. If the Suffolk was Nailan, Meshus, Abal, Olav Lahavi, Raya, and therefore, other than that, without a Raya Brura, she should be the Emenis. Says the Ketzai, say Mazai, I can add to the Rosh Hashanah. Let's go back to the refreshed island of memory on the Rabban's kash. The Rabban's asked the kash, L'chaira, she should be required to bring a raya that she's a psula. Why? Because the ksuba was written on the Tanai that she's a psula. This is the Terence. I'm still going back to refresh the kasha. The Tanai was written on the ksuba was written on the Tanai that she is a psula. And therefore, l'chayra the din should be that anybody who has a star that has embedded tanai, that's mutl al di toiveya, which is the isha who's being toiveya, the ksuba will have a riot at the kaim of tanai. So, if that's the case, ask the Rabban, why is he not nebba? And he should be nebba even ksuba deraisa. Answer the Shmaitza. Nira bezal liyash v'kush is Rabban ba'ra'ah. In this case, Felix Subadaraisa, Amrinale Zil Kayim Tanach, and Achinami, we require him to be Mekayim the Tanai in the Ksuma, and he has to bring the riot. Why? The Besat Sveik and the Light Tachtav, Adam of Senek Subasa, the Amrinale Kalmishan also Meshusa, Oba Raya, Senek Sais, this halacha of Kalmishan, Melan Asaf Meshusai, would require him. Him, because the suffering was nailed in history, just to bring a raya. Him came by the tachtav haya. El derida, Eba Baratzin. So, Ella, what we're saying, that maybe this was Baratzin. Him came, Kivich, and his kaim, and tonight, ain't it never lemishes into Baratzin. Since the time was Miskayim, she's not never to say she was into Baratzin. Shemachi, Tzarech, Latayma, the Haim, Amru, the Haim, Heheminu. And therefore, since the time was Mekuyim, that she's not Nemon to say Zitz Baratzai, therefore, we are required to have this principle of Hey Mamra Hey Naminu, which means that if Lu Yitzuya was the Raisa Taka, he would Taka be Nemon. The reason he's not Nemon here is because here we have a Shaila that where it was, and therefore, Koil Mi Shanailana Suffolk Brishusai Olav Lahavi. Raya, and the Tanai and the Ksuba wasn't Meskuyim. In such a case, she's not Nemon to say Zinsa Beratzai. The only reason he's not Nemon to say Zinsa Beratzai. The only reason he is Nemon, explains the Ktais Beshitas Haraban and the Rajma, is because Heim Haminu, Heim Tiknu, Heim Haminu, and therefore, says the Ktais, this Raya, this Yisrael, this principle, even though the Rishonim don't on the surface seem to say it, is what controls. The Ksaisen goes on to bring Raya's, and in fact, the Rishonim would agree with this. And I'm going to close here with a beer from Sefer Ater Shmuel, which I can only do a little bit of a preview of it. The Ater Shmuel works through the Ramban. He asked many kashas of the Rabban. He asked, first of all, if we are cheshish that the Baal is not Bucky, or he was Baal Ritia, why did Chacham Metakin the Baal should be Nemon? Maybe he's making a mistake. I mean, if embedded in this whole principle that maybe he's making a mistake, maybe he's not going to make a mistake. So why did Chacham override that and create a takana of that he's Nemon? Second, what does it help that the Isha is a Migui? The Chayre, it's a Migui connected Cheskas Mamayin, and a Migui connected Cheskas Mamayin, Loi Abinad. This is the Kasha, the Ramban, and the Ter Shmuel, Moizrais from various places in Shas. So I'll just tell you his, quickly his Vart, that he says, since we see that there is an obligation here, a clear obligation, that's a ksuba. There's no question there is a ksuba. So the Raisha does not have to bring a riot since she's a bzula. She has a star. And everybody knows that there's a star that has a shibbet attached to it. It's a ksuba, and she has the right to be goyim as a ksuba. She has a right to be goyim a chayiv. I don't remember. Baal is the one who needs to bring a riot. She wasn't a bzula. Or at least to come to Bezel with a taita, a good taita, taita something. She has a star. Here's my star. Here's my ksuba. Says the Rabban, the reason why the Baal can't taita this, he can't patch himself with this taita. And the Rabban gives two explanations why it's not a taita lamusa. First of all, maybe Hitaka didn't know that he's not a psula. And second is the Isha has a migui. The migui is pale that her taita becomes a taita stronger than the taita of the Baal. This is, I wouldn't say it's a chiddush in Midas Rabban, but this is his explication that she does Rabban. It's worth looking at inside. But I'm going to have to leave you where he says, those of you who have access to this electronically or hard copy, it's only a couple of paragraphs. As you can see, the Chashava Magim and Archim took the trouble of going through the shtickl. So you can see the side of how he explains Rabbeinu Rabban. To sum up, Rabbi Sai, this is the heart of the sugya, goes through the basic principles of the Namanus of the Baal versus the Namanus of the Isha. We found out there are numerous titus and counter-titus, numerous chazakas and counter-chazakas. We have a ksuma, a shailoa, the ksuma is deraisa and Rabbana. If it's deraisa, then it's a much higher level of chiv to her. The maskara of the Gemara seems to indicate that it's the Ramana. Therefore, since it's Ramana, they inherit into it, even though all the markers are not lined up that the Baal should be believed. Hey, Tiknu, Behem, Aminu. Ask the Ritva, he should be now Midaraisa. He's a Musik. Adds the Ramban, the Isha should have to bring the Raya. She's a Psula because of Tanai. Inherited the Ksuma is a Tanai that she's got to arrive to the wedding being a Psula, not a Mula. So she should have to prove that. The Chayrita did is like any star that has a Tanai. Ach, Vestarcha, bring your star. Let's see that it has a Tanai in it. Prove the Tanai. It was Mekuyim. And the proof, that therefore, switch to the Isha. So Rabbi Sai, you can view these sugis here as like a great tight match. I don't want to use the word tennis match, but that's what it is. The tightness and the counter-tightness go back and forth. The Ramban explains, Daraisa, the Isha is the menace to Titus. She's a psula to be mighty mama from the Ksuma. However, the Titus of the Isha is a defend Titus of Baal because, first of all, she's a Bari. Second of all, he made a mistake. Second of all, the Isha has a migui. And the Atarish will ask this Kasha, why Chacham made this such a takana? Okay, we saw the roots of the Achrayim, the Atarish of the Merit, that the Kasha and Tanai is not applicable here because the Tanai is only what is Kumasei, but what is Shimon Taisa, that's not applicable. And the Derech of the Sheshmaitza, which he uses to weave through the Sugya, using the principle of Kad Nimtza, Kad Hoya, which means, Kol Mi Shanaylan Hasavik Meshusai. All of Lehavi Raya, Rabbi Sai. This is a little bit of a look into the lumbus of the Sugya. Mir Tashem, we'll pick it up next week. Everybody have a good week. Thank you to my partners here, and I will see you next week. Yasha Koychach.